The Southwest Wisconsin Conference All-Conference Baseball selections have been made. This year, Platteville was the conference champion with three losses, 7-3. Dodgeville and Prairie du Chien both went 6-4. River Valley was 5-5. Richland Center, 4-6. And Lancaster, 2-8. First team players include Nathan Johnson as a pitcher. He's a sophomore from Dodgeville. Daniel Yonke, a senior from River Valley. Second team members as pitchers include junior Trent Mum of Platteville and Logan Kisso, a senior with Prairie du Chien. Honorable mention, Kobe Lull from Lancaster, who's a senior, and Thomas Honer, a senior from Richland Center. First-team All-Conference catcher Bryce Lenzendorf, a junior from Prairie du Chien. Jacob McDonald, a junior from Richland Center, was second team. And the honorable mention players, Benjamin Hawkinson of Dodgeville, a senior. Lancaster junior Nolan Wolf. And Abbott Milanowski, a junior from River Valley. The infield first-team members, Dodgeville's Riley Berg, a senior. Riley Donahoe, a senior of Platteville. And junior Lucas Ludlam. Hunter Jones, a senior with Prairie du Chien, rounds out the first team infield. Second team members, Luke Latterell, a senior from Dodgeville. Lance Ryder from Lancaster, a senior. Prairie du Chien senior, Noah Pedretti. And Chase Gilbertson, a junior with River Valley. Honorable mention, Richland Center junior, Wes Bosworth. And the all-conference outfield, first team, Noah Pitts from Dodgeville. Lancaster's Logan Wolf and Devin Edge of Platteville. They're all seniors. Second team members, all juniors. Jonah Vorwald, Platteville. Prairie du Chien's Brady Lenzendorf and Richland Center's Ethan Haiti. Honorable mention, Platteville sophomore Carson Opnorth. And the utility player, first team members, Dodgeville's Aiden Murphy and Richland Center's Lane Miller, both seniors. Second team members, Shea Lucky, a junior with Lancaster, and Garrison Tashner, a senior with Platteville. Honorable mention, utility player Jesse Key, a junior from Platteville. This year's Southwest Wisconsin Conference Player of the Year, Lane Miller of Richland Center. And Randy Knight of Platteville was recognized as the coach of the year. State baseball continues at Fox City Stadium. Yesterday's games included Westosha Central 2-1 winners against Arrowhead in the Division I quarterfinals. DePier was a winner 2-0 over Menasha. Sun Prairie got the win 4-3 over Hudson, and Oak Creek 11, Nicolet 5. Action continues today in Divisions 4 and 3. Beginning at 9 o'clock today, Johnson Creek plays Solon Springs Northwood, and Oliva Strum takes on Pacelli. In Division 3, later today, the session begins at 2:30. Kenosha St. Joseph will battle Bondiwell, and number 1 seed Aquinas will take on Cumberland. The Division 2 action begins at 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning, with Kettle Moraine Lutheran playing Edgewood and Mosinee against La Crosse Central as well. Yesterday, American Legion baseball continued for the Viroqua Legion 18U team. They defeated Stoddard Legion by a score of 14-3. The Brewers got home runs from Willie Adames and Jackson Chirio in Monday's 3-1 win over the Toronto Blue Jays. Just as important were the 7 outstanding innings by starter and winner Colin Ray. He allowed just 3 hits and no walks while earning his 5th victory. Trevor Miguel claimed his 10th save, and Adames drove in 2 runs. Rookie Carlos Rodriguez scheduled to start today's game at American Family Field for Milwaukee. Manager Pat Murphy talked about home runs helping when they come.
I like it when we hit them, though. I'm not trying to promote not hitting homers, that's for sure. But there's more ways to beat teams. Tonight we needed the homer, you know. And they almost hit a couple that were squared up.
Ben Murphy talked about Colin Ray's performance last night.
Yeah, 21 out of 20, whatever he faced. Faced 23. And the double play, and yeah, Colin was great. His pitching.
Worked 7 innings yesterday for the Brewers as they picked up the victory. Also yesterday in interleague play, Minnesota 5-0 over Colorado. San Francisco beat Houston 4-3. San Diego 6-1 over Oakland. In the American League, Baltimore 5, Tampa Bay 2. The Yankees 4-2 over Kansas City. And Seattle was a winner against Chicago's White Sox 8-4. for the final score. Former Los Angeles Lakers head coach Darvin Ham is returning to the Bucks as the top assistant. Ham turned down a similar offer from Phoenix head coach Mike Budenholzer. The two worked together in Milwaukee. Ham was previously an assistant with the Bucks for four seasons. He reportedly has important relationships with several key Milwaukee players, including superstar and two-time NBA MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo. He will be head coach Doc Rivers' right-hand man. The Boston Celtics had the NBA Finals in mind when they went out and acquired Drew Holiday. Boston shook up its core last offseason when it traded their point guard as well as a part of a deal. Then after Milwaukee traded Holiday to Portland for Damian Lillard, the Celtics pounced on that, parting ways with former NBA Sixth Man of the Year Malcolm Brogdon and big man Robert Williams III to get Holiday. The hope was that bringing in a true point guard with a championship pedigree could be the Celtics' missing piece. It looks like it could be, as they're up 2-0. The NFL's longest-tenured head coach is not leaving Pittsburgh anytime soon. The Steelers have signed Mike Tomlin to a 3-year extension that will carry through at least the 2027 season. The Packers have announced that this year's annual Family Night event will be held Saturday, August 3rd. Tickets become available June 26th. Plans for the evening include the team taking the field to warm up at 7 p.m., then practice starts at 7:30. A fireworks presentation will follow the practice. This is the 23rd season for Family Night. A week later, the Packers will travel to Cleveland to play the Browns in the NFL preseason opener on August 10th. In the NHL playoffs last night, it was a victory for Florida over Edmonton 4-1 as the Panthers take a 2-0 lead in the Stanley Cup. Back to the local scene for a moment. Action continues in Church League softball tonight. On the East Diamond at 7 o'clock, the Mission plays Free Methodist. Boscobel Assembly of God will umpire. At 8:15, Boscobel Assembly of God plays Church of the Nazarene. St. Mary's will umpire. On the West Diamond at 7, Richland Baptist Temple 1 plays Bethel Lutheran. Richland Baptist Temple 2 will umpire. And at 8:15, St. Mary's plays Richland Baptist Temple 2. Bethel Lutheran will umpire. Results and league schedules are available at rcchurchleague.com. I'm Phil Nee with sports.